Principal meteorologist James Desue says the rainfall in the Middle Belt and Southern Sector will be intense and frequent, but the rains will soon fade out in the Northern Belt. Mr. Desue has therefore advised farmers to cultivate crops with short lifespan in order to have good yields. He also asked those living in waterlogged areas to relocate to higher grounds. Mr. Desue asked people to pay attention to water and sanitation issues to avoid the outbreak of diseases. He spoke to George Ankra.
So now we realize that country comes under the second half of the rainy season, particularly for the middle and the coastal areas, while the north will also be having some rains, but they will be getting out of the rainy season because they normally have a peak one peak rainy season during the year. So for the northern half, for the northern sector, their rains will be coming smaller or they'll be reducing in amount. While for the middle sector and the coastal areas, we would have a little more rain till some part of November before the atmosphere gives way for the Harmattan or the dry condition. So for the middle areas, we expect and they coast more rains during the 1 2 months or 1.5 months later.
And what advice are you giving the farmer folk in these areas, the middle belt and the southern sector?
Yes, it's very difficult to tell the kind of amounts of rainfall that we are going to receive because due to these changes in the climate that all normally here of these days, we will be having either scanty rainfall over some areas or over more than normal rainfall over at other areas. So what we would have to advise, they should be able to determine what crops are going to do well during later part or during this season, that we have to know which crops that are going to do well if the rains are going to be more or they are going to be scanty.
But if you tell us that the rainfall pattern in the middle belt and the southern belt will continue for some time, what is the rain going to be like? Are they going to be heavy?
Yeah, for some time there will be heavy rains. Sometimes they will be less than heavy or slight moderate. We cannot particularly say for now because weather patterns are changing, and as and when we have the systems or we have the models, we can be able to determine how the rains are going to be for those particular days. But for a long period of time, it is a little more difficult or the outcomes less that accurate.
Apart from farmers, we have some people living in low-lying areas who are seriously affected when it drizzles. Is there any advice you want to give them?
Yeah, for those persons living in those low-lying areas, they should realize that as for rains, as long as there is, as long as we live, there will be rains, and they would always seek those low-lying areas. So they should rather decide to get away from those low-lying areas to higher ground so that they are not affected by these flooding that periodically occurs, because these things are going to be with us for a long time unless something different happens as how the water channels are directed. But those low-lying areas are natural areas which the water will always seek to pass. So it's better to get to higher ground than to continue living in those low-lying areas, because for these things, it's going to be very difficult to rechannel this water. So they should advise themselves and seek higher ground.
James Desue is a principal meteorologist.